World of Tanks spotting tips. So I'm just going to get right into it. First of all, you want to equip your vehicle and crew to maximize spotting range. We're going to get into that a little bit later in this video. Equip your vehicle to maximize concealment and camo, which is obviously to hide. We're also going to get into that later in this video. Use light tanks or medium tanks for spotting. You can spot with any vehicle, but spotting, you need to have spotting range. You need to have speed to get into your spotting position and to get out. And you need to be reasonably small because if you have a large vehicle, you'll have difficulty spotting. Light tanks and medium tanks are optimal. You can spot with some other vehicles. Use fast tanks or small light tanks for active scouting. A wheeled vehicle would be a good example, or the one that is the little French one, the paratrooper vehicle. Is it called an ELC something? I forgot what it's called. Keep your vehicle inside a bush in order to hide and passively scout. Being in a bush is good because it gives you amazing camouflage. The best camouflage in the game is a bush. Well, actually, probably a building, but you need to be able to spot also. You can be spotted even if you're in a bush. If avoid firing while spotting, unless you can do so without being detected, or if you have a safe place to hide. Now, this is about spotting. It's not about spotting and sniping, which is what I do. It's about spotting only. So you want to avoid firing. The way you do it is you reverse so that the bush becomes solid. While the enemy's still spotted, you can fire at him in general without being spotted. But sniping is a whole different ball game, and it's not going to be included in this video, but I might provide a link to it in the future at the end. You only need your gun to spot because the spotting check emanates from your gun barrel. So you have checkpoints on your vehicle that are on one on each side, one in the front, one in the back. One is the commander's hatch because the commander has spotting ability. And the other one is the gun barrel near the mantlet can be used to spot with. So you can just make your gun barrel point out and use that to spot with. Difficult to do, but not impossible. It is better to spot in the middle of the map because your spotting circle will have the most coverage. Basically, if you have a spotting circle, if you're in the corner, only a quarter of your spotting range is being used. If you're in the middle of the map, your entire spotting range, 360 degrees, is being used. So try to be in the middle of the map as much as possible. Spotting damage is known as assistance damage and includes damage from vehicles you have tracked. So we call it spotting damage, but it's really, according to the game, it's assistance damage because you get tracking damage and spotting damage. If you damage a vehicle's track and that vehicle gets damaged by one of your allies, you get assistance damage, which is combined with your spotting damage. And the whole point of the game as a spotter is to try and get as much as possible. If your gun is weak, you're lower tier, or you have another disadvantage, play the vehicle as a spotter. Yeah, it's just basic gameplay. Like if you don't know what to do and you're lower tier or you got a stock gun and you can't brawl against the enemy, go and spot. The other thing you do is you find a slow tank like a T95 and you just platoon with it and you follow him around. And what will happen is everyone's afraid of the T95, so they won't challenge either of you. But at the same time, you can watch his back. Nobody will be able to get behind him. A tier 1 tank with the same spotting range as a tier 10 tank can spot the exact same amount of damage. The tier is not taken into consideration when you spot. The only thing that's taken into consideration is your range. Doesn't matter what your tier is, and it doesn't matter what the enemy tier tank is. You want to spot higher tier tanks because they have more hit points. But the tier itself has no impact. It indirectly does, which is because of the hit points. Your tier doesn't matter. The enemy tier doesn't matter. So it used to be that people would bring tier 1 tanks into the game with a tier 10 battle. They were, because there were some, I think it was the Cunningham, that had really good spotting range. And they were doing it for stat padding. And people got very angry. It's now prohibited. And it used to be, you know, now you have a 3-tier spread, 8, 9, and 10. It used to be a 5-tier spread. So you could be tier 6 up against tier 10 tanks. And people complained and complained and complained. But I was like, you're just spotting. You're not engaging them in combat. You will spot everyone within 50 meters. It's called the proximity range. Within 50 meters, you spot them. And they spot you also. A tank's concealment reduces when it moves their fires. There's no effect from turret or gun movement. If you spin your turret or your gun, doesn't change your concealment. But if you fire or move, it does. I don't remember if rotating your hull reduces your concealment. I'm pretty sure with the STR VS1 it doesn't, but with other tanks it does. So you don't want to rotate your hull. You want to make sure when you get into your spotting position that you don't move. You can spot by merely pointing your gun out in the open, even if your vehicle is mostly behind an object. So if you're on a sloped hill, your vehicle's kind of below the hill, you can point your gun upwards and it can spot. You will get more spot damage on open field maps and less on city maps. It's true. If you go through statistics, I've got like 50,000 battles. You're going to see that all the open field maps have more spotting damage and city maps have less. I believe Malinovka is my big spotting map. Different people do well on different maps. If multiple people are spotting the same enemy, spot damage is divided equally between all the allies spotting that vehicle. You might only get half, a third, or less spot damage when there are multiple spotters. So if you and your ally are spotting the same vehicle, you split it halfway. So if there's 1,000 damage, you get 500, he gets 500. There's three of you, and there's 1,000 damage, you're going to get 333, 333, and 333. You need a working radio, a radio contact with your team to report spotted vehicles in their positions. If your radio gets destroyed, you cannot get spotting damage because you cannot report the position to your team. After 10 seconds or so, you get 10 seconds. I'm sorry. Yeah, once it's reported to your team, you get the damage for 10 seconds. So if your radio dies, 10 seconds later, all your reporting is done. On open field maps, you usually have to hide and move carefully. On hilly maps, you can scout easily. And on city maps, you have to play very careful. So on open field map, you got to hide. You got to be careful when you move. On a hilly map, you can drive anywhere you want. You can get behind people. You can switch bushes whenever you want. If you don't spot anything, move to another bush. You don't need Sixth Sense in the frontline game mode. In addition, you don't need Sixth Sense when actively scouting, for example, with wheeled vehicles. And you could argue you could play without Sixth Sense on light tanks. Some of my light tanks do not have Sixth Sense. A lot of my tanks, I have crew that do not have Sixth Sense. And when I play frontline, I put in my crew that doesn't have Sixth Sense. They've got some other skill. And sometimes I go into random battles without success. You learn to depend on it, but you don't need it. If you're a skilled player, you don't need success. Just assume you're always spotted and you'll be fine. Some maps it helps, but on a lot of maps it really doesn't matter. Like a city map, it doesn't matter. If you see an enemy tank driving towards you, which suddenly stops, it probably detected you. And if it turns its gun towards you, assume you were spotted and head for safety. Often I'm playing and a tank is coming my way and it suddenly stops, gun starts turning towards me before your sixth sense goes off. So if you see that happen, assume you were spotted and hightail it out of there. If you use designated target, keep your gun aimed or auto-aimed at the enemy vehicles with the most hit points or at two vehicles, because what it does is it extends their spotting time for about 2 seconds or more. Gives your allies will see them for an extra 2 seconds. Many wheeled vehicles are not suitable for passive spotting. However, they are good for active scouting because they don't have the spotting range, but they've got the camo, which means they can get close to the enemy. I've got a topic here. Spotting positions. You can go and look on the mini map. This is Karelia Assault, and look where I'm hiding. And you can see that I'm getting some good spotting damage out in the field over here. I'm not going to go through all of these. This is an example where I often hide. This is a Polish medium tank. You can see my spotting circle, how it covers a large part of the map, even though I can't see up on the hill. You want to be more up on the hill. But if you go up on the hill, you can't spot the vehicles out on the ridge. You can look at my spotting videos. You'll see a lot of good stuff. This is defending on Karelia. You see, I found a spotting bush, and I'm spotting them as they go across the gap. And you can see my team is doing nothing about it, which is common. Crew skills and perks for spotting. Situational awareness is one of the best. You could argue that recon is pretty good. Call for vengeance is really good. You definitely want concealment. Brothers in arms is good because it helps with many different things. Designated target only works under certain situations when you're in an open field and you are specifically targeting one vehicle and you only get the extra 2 seconds and it doesn't work with all the other vehicles that you're not targeting. So it's a limited number of situations. Single boosting is good for frontline and grand battles. And you probably don't need it in the higher tiers, but in the lower tiers, it's better. Signal boosting is more of an end game, and relaying is better for the early in the game. Relaying is when you have lots of allies, and signal boosting is when you only have a few allies. SPGs should have signal boosting so that they can reach you. You've probably played games where you went too far and you lost radio contact. If that happens, you lose spotting damage. Equipment that helps with spotting. Coded optics. Definitely. Binocs. I would say definitely. However, you want to prioritize coded optics and binocs. Coded optics are always on. They always work. You don't have to do nothing. You can take your hands away from the keyboard and they work and have a benefit. Binocs are different. They don't work that often. Limited number of maps, you won't turn them on very often. It can help because you can defeat the enemy camo. If they're behind bushes and your binocs turn on, you might get a little bit better penetration. Significant, like you could add 50 meters. Low noise exhaust system, really good. Always on. You don't have to do anything, it's always working. Or actually, I think it only works when you're driving. And it's a camo. Improved ventilation always works, helps you out with a lot of different things. If you don't know what to put on your tank, always put vents because it improves a lot of different things. You don't have to think about it, you don't have to decide, you're definitely going to benefit from it. Improved radio set gives you a few extra seconds of spotting time. I highly recommend it. It's better than the designated target because I believe it's for all of the vehicles you're spotting. That means, you know, let's say you get 2,000 damage and you die and you get an extra 2 seconds and someone kills a tank that killed you, you could have gotten an extra 10%. You can get good extra percentages with the improved radio set, especially if multiple people are spotting the same target and they don't have it. That means you get more time and they don't. The commander's vision system is also good. The camouflage net is good for hiding. A skilled player doesn't need it. However, if you like to snipe, which I do, I spot and snipe, there's good things about the camouflage net, especially if you play a TD. Directives that improve spotting, optical calibration, the vent purge, anything to do with vents is good. Natural cover is camouflage. Increased focus, I believe, is, I don't know. Duty comes first, is probably call of vengeance, and focus on target. So you're going to want to use the vent purge because it works always, the optical calibration, the natural cover. I use these also, but only if I have a very specialized situation, I will explain. I used to make spotting optimized for concealment. But once I became better, you want to optimize for spotting, not concealment. I got rid of all my camo-related stuff, like camo nets, and I replaced it for anything that extended my view range. Best tanks for spotting, the Sheridan and the Rheinmetall Panzerwagen. I'm not sure if that's what it's called. Tier 10 German light tank. These two vehicles have the best spotting range. Doesn't mean they have good camo. The best light tank tech tree is definitely France. The French have the best light tanks and premium light tanks. China has really good premium light tanks and good light tanks. They're not the most amazing tanks. But when you play the Chinese tanks, you're going to be, yeah, this is fun. They're easy to drive. I'm not saying that the other tech trees don't have good tanks. The Manticore is good. T92 American Premium is good. The T100LT is good, which is Russian. There's some good tanks out there. But in general, you're going to enjoy the French light tanks first and the Chinese second. Lots of people agree with me. Okay, if you have any questions or comments, please post below. Go to cheapbooks.cc. Look for video games PC. Look for World of Tanks, and which might be under War Games. Look for spotting tips or search for spotting over here. Because if it's been a long time since August of 2022, I will have added more tips. And plus, there's some other videos that you can watch that have guides you can find on my YouTube channel. I have a ton of spotting videos. I was at one time the number one for spotting on North America server. It's easy to do. You put your mind to it, you do it. I wish I had saved, it was a long time ago, I wish I had saved those screenshots.